Hello.
Said the Mole, and this is by Charlie McKessie. And he's written a fabulous book, which many of you will know about. On the back, it says, "What do you think success is?" "To love," said the Mole, "to love." I'm going to start with a story. Jesus was very good at telling stories. He often told parables. Once upon a time, there was a little girl. She was about 9 or 10. And she was in a geography lesson. And the teacher, they were learning about the climate change and all sorts about weather. And this little girl, who was incredibly shy, put her hand up and asked, "Why do cows lay down when it's raining?" And I know they do, but that was her question. The teacher looked at her very severely and said, "You have a lot of audacity to ask me that question." And then this little girl, who's a good little girl, said, "What does the word audacity mean?" And the little girl remembered that because it was such a, well, unkind, unthinking, and a teacher who had no understanding at all. This little girl, when she was about 12 or 13, went to a school in London. She was very, very happy there. And I think she had a beautiful grand piano, an ebony grand piano in the hall, in the school hall. And she was asked to play it sometimes in front of the parents for parents' evening. Well, she also was inspired by the art teacher, who was so understanding and so full of free will for the students under her care. Those were the two examples, and maybe we should learn that a good teacher understands, listens, and is humble, and has a sense of humour. That's incredibly important. Well, education is so much more than exams and what you learn in school. I'm sorry, Heidi. Education is lifelong. And we never stop learning. The Archbishop of Canterbury is so gifted, and it's interesting to know that she is dyslexic. There are many people who may find learning difficult at school, university, college, but overcome these setbacks and flourish in so many ways. The best teacher of all, of course, is Jesus and God. And if you read from the Gospel, Matthew or Luke, in the New Testament, then there you will find Jesus's Lord's Prayer.
Thank you.
an example of a very gifted, wise, I think, philosophical person who is a true Christian is Charlie McKenzie. And we're going to listen to part of a CD which talks about his book, the book that I showed you.
Welcome to The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse by Charlie McKenzie. This audiobook is dedicated to my lovely mum and my wonderful dog, Dill. And to you, wherever you are. Thank you for listening. My name's Charlie, and I'm the author and illustrator of the book. And I'm going to read it to you, which might not be perfect, but I'll do my best. At all. But here we are. Surprisingly, I did. I think the book is for everyone, whether you're 80 or 8. I feel like I'm both sometimes. The truth is, I'm not very good at reading books. I need pictures. They're like islands, places to get to in a sea of words. So for me, it was important to make a book with mostly pictures that you could read front to back, back to front, or even start in the middle, which is what I usually do. Making the audiobook has been a completely different adventure. No pictures at all, or even pages. I think I made it for two reasons. For those of you who can't see the pictures, I wanted to try to draw them in your imagination, so you can be there. And also sometimes, I think it's good to be able to escape to a different land. So I've tried to create a place with these characters that anyone can go to for a bit if they wanted to. You can just close your eyes and be part of it. Also, I think I've always loved being read to. It's one of my favourite things. And what's the book about? Well, it's about a boy, a mole, a fox, and a horse. The boy is lonely when the mole first surfaces. They spend time together, just gazing into the wild. I think the wild is a bit like life, frightening sometimes, but beautiful. It's a wide, rolling, untamed landscape with trees and rocks, rivers and all kinds of possibilities and dangers sometimes. It's the unknown, a far horizon. In their wanderings, they meet the fox. As you can imagine, it's never going to be easy meeting a fox if you're a mole. The boy is full of questions, and the mole is greedy for cake. The fox is mainly silent and wary because he's been hurt by life. The horse is the biggest thing they've ever encountered, and also the gentlest. They're all different, like us, and each has their own weaknesses. I can see myself in all four of them. Perhaps you can too. Their adventures happen in springtime, where one moment snow is falling and the sun shines the next, which is also a little bit like life. It can turn on a sixpence. Thank you. I hope this book encourages you, perhaps, to live courageously with more kindness for yourself and others, and to ask for help when you need it, which is always a brave thing to do. When I was making the book, I often wondered, who on earth am I to be doing this? But as the horse says, the truth is, everyone is winging it. So I say, spread your wings and follow your dreams. Making this book is one of mine. Thank you for joining me on this adventure, and much love to you.
Thank you for listening. It's quite long. And this is what Charlie has. It's a lovely illustration, actually. Always remember, you matter. You're important, and you are loved. And you bring to this world things no one else can. And that is the end, you'll be pleased to know.